Welcome back to the Divine Office Online. I hope that you benefit spiritually and intellectually from this beautiful journey through our Catholic faith, through scripture and tradition that the Church gives us in the Divine Office. Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We begin today. So today we have a very special Marian memorial. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Menizah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord as we celebrate this feast of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail, O Mother, gracious and merciful, Mother of hope, Mother of clemency, Mother of God, Mother of every grace, Blessed Mother, filled with all holy joy, Veil of lilies, virtues and fairest bloom, Fountain of gladness, joyous beyond delight. Holy Mother, help and pray for us. Bend down gently, look on our lowliness. Unbegotten Father created you, sole begotten Son overshadowed you, by the Spirit Jesus took flesh in you. Hearts with wonder praise them, the three in one. Amen. The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who girds himself with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. You gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my hands, my enemies, fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me, I destroyed. Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them fine as dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. You saved me from the feuds of the people and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever. Long life to the Lord, my rock. Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues peoples under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Take a moment of prayerful silence at the end of this psalm. May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and cherish it in their hearts. So we should have several different options for Mary for this feast day. From the book of the prophet Isaiah, we read an excerpt from chapter 7, an excerpt from chapter 8, and an excerpt of chapter 11, all ran together. So, even though it may seem like a sequential, we're taking key excerpts and putting them together. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. For with us is God. But a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight shall be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he decide, nor by hearsay shall he decide. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide. But he shall judge the poor with justice, and decide aright for the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band about his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be the guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together, with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay like the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child shall lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. Responsory prayer. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. He shall be called Wonderful, the Almighty God. He shall sit on the throne of David and reign over his kingdom forever. He shall be called Wonderful, the Almighty. And on this opportune day, the church selects a special second reading proper to the celebration of the presentation of Mary in the Jerusalem temple. So again, I actually have something that got a lot of views up on about this. Do we base ourselves on the proto-evangelism of James in this doctrine? And the short answer is not really. The proto-evangelism of James just represents common traditions that were in circulation in the second century. So there's no quasi-spiritual, quasi-scriptural authority to the proto-evangelism, but it does write down and witness to some early traditions that would take root, and it recognizes, of course, that there were these traditions, these attempts to figure out what was going on with Mary, but there were already these oral traditions in circulation about Mary, and the church had to discern those things and try to figure out, again, not in the 3rd century, not in the 4th century, but very early on in the 100s and 200s, what the role of Mary was. So there was this tradition that Mary, she was taken like the prophet Samuel, and that's written in the proto-evangelism, taken into the temple and presented like the prophet Samuel was presented by his parents in the temple. So she was already given something that, you know, certainly no Jewish girl would have experienced this normally, but she was already taken aside, consecrated to be a special person in the temple. So the second reading is from, and that's what this feast is celebrating, from a sermon by St. Augustine, Bishop, we have a reflection on what made Mary such a special vessel of God. She who believed by faith, conceived by faith. Stretching out his hand over his disciples, the Lord Christ declared, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Anyone who does the will of my Father who sent me is my brother and my sister and my mother." I would urge you to ponder these words. Did the Virgin Mary, who believed by faith and conceived by faith, who was the chosen one by whom our Savior was born among men, who was created by Christ before Christ was created in her, did she not do the will of the Father? Indeed, the Blessed Mary certainly did the Father's will, and so it was for her a greater thing to have been Christ's disciple than to have been his mother. And she was more blessed in her discipleship than in her motherhood. Hers was the happiness of first bearing in her womb him whom she would obey as her master. Now listen and see if the words of Scripture do not agree with what I have said. The Lord was passing by and crowds were following him. His miracles gave proof of divine power, and a woman cried out, "Happy is the womb that bore you, blessed is that womb." But the Lord, not wishing people to seek happiness in a purely physical relationship, replied, "More blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." Mary heard God's word and kept it, and so she is blessed. She kept God's truth in her mind, a nobler thing than carrying his body in her womb. The truth and the body were both Christ, but he was kept in Mary's mind insofar as he is the truth. He was carried in her womb insofar as he is man. But what is kept in the mind is of a higher order than what is carried in the womb. The Virgin Mary is both holy and blessed, and yet the Church is greater than she. Mary is a part of the Church, a member of the Church, a holy and eminent and a most eminent member, but still only a member of the entire body. The body undoubtedly is greater than she, one of its members. This body has the Lord for its head, and head and body together make up the whole Christ. In other words, our head is divine. Our head is God. Now, beloved, give me your whole attention, for you also are members of Christ. You also are of his body, members of the body of Christ. Consider how you yourselves can be among those of whom the Lord says, "Here are my mother and my brothers." Do you wonder how you can be the mother of Christ? He himself said, "Whoever hears and fulfills the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and my sister and my mother." As for our being the brothers and sisters of Christ, we can understand this because although there is only one inheritance and Christ is the only Son, his mercy would not allow him to remain alone. It was his wish that we too should be heirs of the Father and co-heirs with him. Now, having said that, all of you are brothers of Christ. shall I not dare to call you his mother? Much less would I dare to deny his own words. Tell me how Mary became the mother of Christ, if not by giving birth to the members of Christ. You, to whom I am speaking, are the members of Christ. Of whom were you born? Of Mother Church, I hear the reply of your hearts. You became sons of this mother at your baptism. You came to birth, then, as members of Christ. How now you, in your turn, must draw to the font of baptism as many as you possibly can. You became sons when you were born, there yourselves, and now by bringing others to birth in the same way, you have it in your power to become the mothers of Christ. Wow. I really hope that many people, especially Protestant Christians, heard that reflection. Responsory prayer. I will cry out with joy to the Lord. My soul will rejoice in my God, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has clothed me with the robe of salvation, like a bride adorned with her jewels. Awake, lyre and harp, with praise let us awaken the dawn. Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, God, have mercy. For in you my soul has taken refuge. In the shadow of your wings I take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I call to God the Most High, to God who has always been my help. May he send from heaven and save me, and shame those who assail me. May God send his truth and his love. My soul lies down among lions, who would devour the sons of men. Their teeth are spears and arrows, their tongue a sharpened sword. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. They laid a snare for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my path, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will thank you, Lord, among the peoples. Among the nations I will praise you. For your love reaches to the heavens, and your truth to the skies. O God, arise above the heavens. May your glory shine on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, send your mercy and your truth to rescue us from the snares of the devil, and we will praise you among the peoples and truly proclaim you and bring others to the font of baptism among the nations. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. A canticle from Jeremiah 31. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations. Proclaim it on distant coasts, and say, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. The Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Shouting, they shall mount the heights of Zion. They shall come streaming to the Lord's blessings, the grain, the wine, and the oil, the sheep and the oxen. They themselves shall be like watered gardens. Never again shall they languish. Then the virgins shall make merry and dance, and young men and old as well. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will console and gladden them after their sorrows. I will lavish choice portions upon the priests, and my people shall be filled with my blessings, says the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. My people, says the Lord, will be filled with my blessings. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. Psalm 48. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain rises in beauty, the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion, true pole of the earth, the great king's city. God in the midst of its citadels has shown himself its stronghold. For the kings assembled together, they advanced. They saw at once they were astonished. Dismayed, they fled in fear. A trembling seized them there like the pangs of birth. By the east wind you have destroyed the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of our God, in the city of the Lord of armies, which God upholds forever. O God, we ponder your love within your temple. Your praise, O God, like your name, reaches to the ends of the earth. With justice your right hand is filled. Mount Zion rejoices. The people of Judah rejoice at the sight of your judgments. Walk through Zion. Walk all around it. Count the number of its towers. Review all its ramparts. Examine its castles, that you may tell the next generation that such is our God. Our God forever and always. It is he who leads us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, the body of your risen Son is the temple not made by human hands, and the defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is great and worthy to be praised in the city of our God. And now, instead of the normal short reading for morning prayer, let us take the proper reading that we missed from this morning's office of readings. A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 4 through chapter 12, verse 8, chapter 11, verse 4 through chapter 12, verse 8, the parable of the shepherds. Thus says the Lord, my God, shepherd the flock to be slaughtered, for they who buy them slay them with impunity, while those who sell them say, blessed be the Lord, I have become rich. Even their own shepherds do not feel for them. Nor shall I spare the inhabitants of the earth any more, says the Lord. I will deliver each of them into the power of his neighbor, or into the power of his king. They shall crush the earth, and I will not deliver it out of their power. So I became the shepherd of the flock to be slaughtered for the sheep merchants. I took two staffs, one of which I called favor, and the other bonds. And I fed the flock. In a single month, I did away with the three shepherds. I wearied of them, and they behaved badly toward me. I will not feed you, I said. What is to die, let it die. What is to perish, let it perish. And let those who are left devour one another's flesh. Then I took my staff, favor, and snapped it asunder, breaking off the covenant which I had made with all the peoples. That day it was broken off. The sheep merchants who were watching me understood that this was the word of the Lord. I said to them, if it seems good to you, give me my wages, but if not, let it go. And they counted out my wages, 30 pieces of silver. But the Lord said to me, throw it in the treasury, the handsome price at which they valued me. So I took the 30 pieces of silver and threw them in the treasury in the house of the Lord. Then I snapped asunder my other staff, bonds, breaking off the bonds of brotherhood between Israel and Judea. The Lord said to me, this time take the gear of a foolish shepherd, for I will raise up a shepherd in the land who will take no note of those that perish, nor seek the strays, nor heal the injured, nor feed what survives. He will eat the flesh of the fat ones and tear off their hooves. Woe to my foolish shepherd who forsakes the flock. May the sword fall upon his arm and upon his right eye. Let his arm wither away entirely and his right eye be blind forever. An oracle, the word of the Lord concerning Israel. Thus says the Lord, who spreads out the heavens, lays the foundations of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. See, I will make Jerusalem a bowl to stupefy all peoples around about. Judah will be besieged, even Jerusalem. On that day I will make Jerusalem a weighty stone for all peoples, and all who attempt to lift it shall injure themselves badly, and all the nations of the earth shall be gathered against her. On that day, says the Lord, I will strike every horse with fright, and its rider with madness. I will strike blind all the horses of the peoples. But upon the house of Judah I will open my eyes, and the princes of Judah shall say to themselves, The inhabitants of Jerusalem have their strength in the Lord of armies, their God. On that day I will make the princes of Judah like a brazier of fire in the woodland, and like a burning torch among sheaves, and they shall devour right and left all the surrounding peoples. But Jerusalem shall still abide on its own site. The Lord shall save the tents of Judah first from the glory of the house of God, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not be exalted over Judah. On that day the Lord will shield the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the weakling among them shall be like David on that day, and the house of David godlike, like an angel of the Lord before them. Responsory prayer. They counted out my wages, 30 pieces of silver, the noble price at which they valued me. Judas said, What will you give me if I hand him over to you? They decided to pay him 30 pieces of silver, the noble price at which they valued me. So again, so much going on. The prophecies that have been chosen are chosen because they refer to the coming of Christ, the judgment of Christ. And of course, this refers to both first coming and second coming. And it probably refers to intermediate events that are closer to Christ's second coming. So some of the prophecies, and I talk about this online, sometimes some of the prophecies were fulfilled by Christ in one way, and others were partially fulfilled by Christ at his first coming, but it still remains material, like the early church fathers, like Justin Martyr talked about, there still remains material from the Old Testament prophecies that remains to be fulfilled. And we don't exactly know what this might refer to, this part about the battle and the house of David and the opening up of a fountain of mercy in another place of Zechariah. I don't exactly know what that might have referred to in Zechariah's time, or what it might refer to in the intermediate events that precede the coming of Christ. Let us serve the Lord in holiness, and he will save us from our enemies. Virgin Mary, radiant dawn of our salvation, the Sun of Justice, the light from on high, rose from you. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Virgin Mary, radiant dawn of our salvation, the Sun of Justice, the light from on high, rose from you. Intercessions. Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Sun of Justice, the Immaculate Virgin was the white dawn announcing your rising. Grant that we may live always in the light of your coming. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place. Free us from the corruption of sin. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Savior of mankind, your mother stood at the foot of your cross. Grant through her intercession that we may rejoice to share in your passion. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. With ultimate generosity and love, you gave Mary as a mother to your beloved disciple. Help us to live as worthy sons of so noble a mother. May your mother intercede for us, Lord, and for all of our personal intentions. May your mother intercede for us, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Eternal Father, we honor the holiness and glory of the Virgin Mother, Mary, of the Virgin Mary. May her prayers bring us the fullness of your life and love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. That concludes the office for today. Thank you for listening.